Hey there! You are tuned in to your weekly dose of all things gay, The Kimbap Show, hosted by your Tita Gang, Z, Mitchie, and Isla. Hi guys, this is Z, Shawol, Carrot, Revelove, Closeted, and Citizen, and recently a Lee Dalyan lover.
And this is Tita Mitchie, the Shawol, Carrot, the Bee, soon to be an Aroha, Inhyeop Eunwoo, and Lee Soo Ho Sim.
And this is Isla, a Carrot, a Bebe Love, a Buddy, and a recent Lee Dalyan Sim. So, wow.
Period. Wow.
Ang daming recent.
Oo.
Natatawa ako. Closeted and citizen po talaga ako, guys. sa private account lang ako umiiyak about Dalyan.
Hindi pa siya ready humarap sa lahat.
Oo.
Hindi ba ako ready, guys?
Ready.
Hindi pa ako ready sa responsibility ng 24 na sila, di ba? 24 men. Additional
oh my
men
God.
In my life. Kaya closeted muna. But yeah, anyway, welcome to a new episode of The Kimbap Show.
Ooh, yeah.
It's the first episode of season 2. Oh my gosh.
Oh yes, yes. Welcome to season 2, guys.
Yeah. So ano, anong bago? May bago ba?
Ewan, well, COVID still pa stuck. Rin.
COVID pa din. Parang wala namang nagbago except for the changing of the calendar.
Oh my gosh.
Uh-uh. Except sa pagbili ng bagong season's greeting.
Tama. Oo, tama. Nawala pa din sa akin.
I hope I was gonna say, I hope by this time you already receive your season's greetings, but if not, then I guess tapos na yung January and we're already in February. Sayang na naman yung isang buwan, di ba?
Ay, nako, naalala ko dati yung season's greetings ko, parang March na dumating. So, 17 season's greetings yun. Parang nawala na yung si S-Coop saka si Jong.
Okay,
oh no.
Salamat na lang sa lahat.
True.
Salamat na lang sa lahat. Well, yeah. Ayan. Anong bago sa amin? Sa akin, ayun, naging parang medyo tinatanggap ko na N-citizen na nga ako, pero not fully. Fully out. Give me time. another thing is, nauulol ako currently sa isang K-drama which stars Lee Dalyan. Uh-huh. He's an actor. Nasa Sweet Home siya.
Yes.
I haven't
girl,
seen Sweet
ganda.
Home. So yeah, Sweet Home siya. Yeah, kami ni Ayla naulol kami sa ano, sa 18 Again. It's actually a Korean adaptation of 17 Again. Mm-hmm. A western movie starring Zac
yeah.
Efron.
So, napa-Zac Efron po ako dahil kay Lee Dalyan. Mm-hmm.
Kayo.
Ikaw ba, Mitchie, anong bago sa iyo?
Naging closeted the B ako, pero slowly accepting na din. Kasi I have a separate account for this one Ooh. Guy from The Boy. Separate account.
Oh my gosh.
Oo, puro shit post sa mga pagmumukha niya. And then,
oh my God.
Sinabi kong soon to be Aroha kasi, girl, si Cha Eunwoo. Malakas si Cha Eunwoo sa akin lately dahil sa True Beauty. And
because
speaking
of?
Speaking of True Beauty, pati rin si Hwang In-hyeop. Patapos na pala yung True Beauty. Oh my God.
Hwang In-hyeop is in din? Is in
yes.
18 Again din.
Ayun. At may reason ako para panoorin yung 18 Again, di ba?
Girl, yung mga scenes nilang yeah. dalawa ni Ihyun, no? Gusto kong maging sahig. Gusto kong maging bola. Gusto kong maging gamit. I just want to be an object.
Sobrang puzzled ako kay Hwang In-hyeop kasi he's already 30 years old and most of his roles are high
yeah.
school students. Like, and it fits him so well. Like, you wouldn't think na he's already 30 years old. Oh. Sana all.
Diba?
Sana all may foundation of youth pa din, di ba? And want that for everyone.
Ako naman, like Z, ayun, nauulol ako kay Lee Dalyan. Like, naka-notifs on na siya sa akin sa IG. Tapos, yung IG feed niya, parang nilike ko na lahat.
Nilike na lahat?
Kasi na-search ko siya sa Twitter, wallpaper ko na siya. Tapos kahapon ko lang sinunod yung 18 Again.
Oh my God, as of recording, last night lang pinanood ni Ayla. As of recording this episode, last night niya lang pinanood.
Oo, ganito ang 18 kasi yun, again. Guys. As of recording, sila ni Z nanood ng 18 again. Tapos sinabi ni panoorin namin. Si Ayla nanood. Tapos ako tulog na. So pagkagising ko, naulol na silang dalawa sa 18 again. Tapos ako parang habulin, hahabol na lang ako, guys.
Guys,
binibait namin si Michi kasi nandun si Wanginyop eh.
In fairness, nakakairita siya doon. Nakakairita yung ibang scenes niya doon. Pero like, I was able to appreciate him more. Pero ayun, like, oh my God, para every episode, umiiyak ako. Pero sobrang ganda. Same. I love it so much.
So, yun. We're just 1 month into 2021. Ang dami nang nangyari, diba? Sa amin.
Oo.
So yeah, speaking of new beginnings, new fandom, new season, we actually have someone with us tonight. Right, Ayla?
Yes, we have a special guest. Isa siyang new N-citizen at ulol po siya kay Jaehyun. So let's welcome our special guest, our future attorney. Wow, Elaine.
Wow,
yes.
Period.
Gabi. Woo! Pressure naman.
Welcome, Miss Elaine. Hi.
Hello.
Anyway, hello.
So, ayan. Balita namin bago kang N-citizen at a Jaehyun stan. Saan po nagsimula? I mean, who isn't a Jaehyun stan, right? I mean, everyone simps for that guy.
Guys.
So, ayan. Anong nangyari? Tell us about it.
Okay. So, actually, I have two friends. I have two close friends na K-pop stans talaga sila. So, yung isa, ano siya, Dio stan. And then the other one is a Park Ji-hoon stan. Sila yung, like, my one friend, she's like, she's super into it that she would buy, like, multiple albums. Publicly, I mean, like, multiple copies of, like, the same album. Kasi diba parang, you get, like, different cards because she used to collect. Although, nag-mellow na siya recently. Because, you know, we're gonna take the bar soon and it's expensive.
Right.
Yeah, so yun. So, nung, di ba nag-M Live sila, like, I think December last year. So, yung friend ko na D.O. stan, nanood siya. Tapos, every Saturday kasi, nanonood kami ng movies together ever since the pandemic started. So, may one Saturday night, like, late December na to, as in, patapos na yung taon, siguro like, 28, 29, I'm not sure what the day was. Pero, ganun na siya ka-late. And guys, it's just January 30, di ba? Anyway. Yeah. So we watched, she made us watch the videos. Tapos they sent me a list of kung sino daw yung pogi sa NCT. So I
catfishing.
So I looked them up one by one before we started.
Ang dami.
Kaya mo ba?
Parang, actually, I don't find the others handsome talaga. Si Jaehyun lang talaga.
Oh my
standards. Yun. So, I googled them. I mean, I Pinterest them. I looked them up on Pinterest. But then when I saw Jaehyun's face, parang, wow, that's like, if I, my ideal guy, if he was human, he would probably look like
he's
that.
He's human.
I mean, like, face-wise.
He's human!
He doesn't feel human.
Okay.
Okay, kasi diba, I know that she just said that she's like, she likes Yunwoo. Si Yunwoo kasi, like, pogi siya for me because I watched my ideas, Gangnam. But then he didn't feel like a real person.
Right.
Parang too out of touch.
Yeah. But then si Jaehyun kasi, when I saw him, parang, oh, he's super handsome. He looks like a boyfriend. My boyfriend.
So, December 28, 29 mo na panood. So, happy monthsary.
Happy monthsary as of recording.
First monthsary.
Hindi ko sure kung Saturday yun, guys. Kasi parang holiday yun, diba? Pero nanood kami. So, yun. And then, that night kasi, we started watching videos. Parang nanood kami ng Boss or NKKT, yung mga MTV.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Ginawa namin. And then, so we started talking at like 7. And then we ended at around 2. Kasi we started watching. I just wanna say that prior to this, I've never watched any videos of like, yung groups na I would go out of my way and actually watch. Yung mga ginagawa nila. Hindi ko, ano bang tawag dun? Yung parang a look into their lives.
Yung variety.
Parang, yung parang variety shows. Variety shows.
Or parang them practicing, ganyan. I would have never Never. As in, yung my one friend, the Park Ji-hoon stan, she thought that I was just, like, I was acting like I was a fan because I was being nice.
Ah. Oh my God. Like you were just indulging them, ganun.
Parang I just wanted to accommodate them. Kasi parang dati, kahit ano nung panoorin, ipapanood nila sa akin, pinapanood ko siya. Pero parang, merong isang time before Civ Rev class, magkaklase kami kasi ni Tersha. Sorry, Civ Rev is Civil Law Review class.
Civil
Law. Last year namin in law school. Na parang I think Dropping just got released.
Uh-huh.
Tapos parang before class, oh, no. may quiz every meeting, but then she showed me that. So nanood lang kami ng ano, Dropping. Before, like, a few minutes before class instead of reviewing. Tapos parang, di ba nabin namin si Taeyong tsaka si Lucas, but then I never got into it. Parang ganun. So yun, so it was really surprising that I actually got into NCT. I would have never expected. Because I've been telling Isla this, na parang dead ma lang ako sa celebrities in general.
Mm. Yeah.
So, yeah, so this is super new to me.
Pero what?
So yeah, that's how it started.
Ano ba yung nagpa-attract sa'yo kay Jaehyun, saka sa NCT?
Looks, first of all.
Aha.
Oh.
I mean, I know like people say that Jaehyun's a stan attractor.
Uh-huh.
I think it's true, because obviously I was attracted. But then, as I watch the videos, parang, I like watching them more, ganun.
Mm.
Tapos, I always knew that K-pop idol culture was hard, but I was really surprised kasi akala ko dati, I mean, gets ko before na training, ganun, mahirap. And then, I watched the Blackpink documentary then last year. So, parang, I kinda got, I mean, what, I'm not sure if I got
like the
it,
gist. But, like the gist of everything.
But it's what the agency is telling us. But, okay, so I bought what the agency is telling us. I mean, I don't know if that's the fact or not, diba? Pero yun. So, I buy the dream that they sell me. So, yun. And then, you know, and I kind of got to see na, hirap pala before you get to be an idol. Before, I couldn't get why people would spend so much on merch and, like, go to concerts. Because
yeah.
It costs a lot of money, diba? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Sometimes I still feel bad about it, like, me spending. Anyway, but yun, parang, before, I never really understood it. But then, after I found out about gano'ng kahirap for them to actually debut and how when you train, there's no assurance for you to actually debut.
Yeah.
Parang,
diba?
I feel like, okay, I feel like it's worth it to pay that much because you're literally paying for a part of their lives.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So, parang you paid for their youth.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because previously, like I started way back in 2008 or something like that. I enjoyed watching them just for their faces. Mm. Pero wala yung commitment eh.
Mm.
Not until you actually learn about them. Mm. Like, get to know them. Their personality, their hard work, their work ethics, and stuff like that. Yun talaga yung nakakapagdala sa'yo into the fandom, diba? Kasi if just for the looks, you don't have to be that involved or that invested, diba? Kasi you can just watch them anytime you want. Mm-hmm. Pero once you get to know them, dun ka magsa-start gumawa ng stan Twitter account, follow them in every social media account that they have, parang ganun. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I agree na it starts with the looks.
Para siyang gateway.
It starts with the catfish.
Grabe sa catfish.
Grabe.
Char lang.
So, Elaine, since you've mentioned kanina na parang your friends have been urging you to watch K-pop performances before, but it's not until late last year that you really got into it. I wanna ask if like you have been a fangirl, not in terms of K-pop, like maybe a certain actor or like a certain series, ganyan, not just in K-pop. Mm. Have you been a fangirl?
No, before? I don't think so.
Oh. So like ito talaga yung first.
Oh, I think the pandemic greatly contributed to my being a fangirl also.
In what way?
I see. So like in what way?
Mm. Well, I mean, I'm not, kasi parang before I would go out every day and do a lot of other things, and I don't do that now. I mean, I still do stuff here at home. But then parang mas maraming time to actually just watch TV.
Mm.
and stuff. thing.
Like, I do understand that you're a law student, right? Soon, that is soon taking the bar exam. So, do you think na, how do I phrase it? Do you think K-pop or being K-pop stan is kind of a distraction or like escape from reality for you?
Actually, ano kasi, like, I finished law school na last year. I was supposed to take the bar last year, but then it got moved. So, I suddenly had a lot of time. But I actually started working naman ulit nung November. I worked kasi during law school. Because I stopped working because to prepare for the bar, but yung na-move siya. So, I started working again in November. So, parang it's stressful. Like, work is stressful. And then... so, you know, you find, like, other things to do, like, an outlet. So, I guess so. But I don't think it's a distraction because I don't think I've ever put off, like, working to watch K-pop videos.
Wala pa siya dun sa point.
Soon, my diba? God. Soon.
I mean, it's good na you try to establish a balance between fangirling and working. So you think na it helps you relieve your stress, ganon, it helps you feel happy?
Not all the time. Sometimes, like, I think stuff like, bakit ba ho? Why do I like these people so much? They're, like, never gonna know I exist and
right.
I spend a lot of money.
That is a question.
So when I think about that, I feel stressed.
Diba?
I also feel stressed because I feel like, wala naman kamukha si James. I'll probably never marry.
You just want a carbon copy minsan, no? Do you ever think na, ay, bakit walang, ba't isa na yung Jaehyun dito? Ganun ba?
Last knock na talaga yan, Lord. Last na yan.
Hindi naman carbon copy, mga ka-level lang, ganyan.
Nakakalok.
Wala eh.
Parang mahirap yun
ah. Oo, Jaehyun eh.
Jaehyun.
So, Elaine, I have another question. Like, you've mentioned na you have K-pop friends, diba? Seeing your friends, like, looking at it from the outside, before you became a K-pop fan, like, you watch your friends, religiously watch K-pop performances, buy merch and stuff, watch concerts, spend a lot of money on merch, like you've said. What's the most surprising thing that you've observed from your friends as K-pop fangirls?
Like before?
Like before you became a K-pop stan. Jaehyun stan.
I mean, di ko pa rin siya gets ngayon na. And I'm still very surprised about those fangirls who would buy like 50 albums. 100 albums. Of the same thing. And parang try to collect. And di ba parang lock lang yung photo cards? And like, want to collect everything for every series. Parang, I'm still, nagugulat pa rin ako na, wow, may mga tao talagang ganun.
I feel kami nga na matagal ng K-pop stans. Kaming matagal ng K-pop stans, we still feel surprised whenever we have a friend who bought this much album. So, what more para sa'yo, di ba? So, it's totally understandable.
Yeah.
Actually, coming basing from personal experience, I'm still shocked na madami kong binili last time na albums.
Like, diba?
What's the most number of albums that you bought?
Surprisingly, mga 9.
Ikaw ba, Z?
Ako parang I don't buy album more than one copy per version. Parang I'm hindi ako ganun.
Okay.
Oo. Ikaw ba, Michi? Ay, Ayla, sorry.
9? Tapos yung 6 doon, fan sign slot.
Oh my God!
Oh my God, yun na yung pinakamadami talaga.
So, yun, speaking of albums, do you have your first K-pop album na?
Actually, naka-order na ako.
Yes!
Welcome
to the Photo Mission.
Naka-order na ako ng merch first week of Jan.
Oh my gosh! Wala pa silang 1 week nun!
Tawang-tawa ako kasi parang kanina pinag-usapan niya yung season greetings. So parang, what else I'm ordered? But then...
Ooh! Wait, let's just put it ano in a timeline. December 29.
December 29 nag-start.
Nag-start. And then the first week of January, she already got the season's greeting.
Oh my god, I'm looking at the calendar now. Ang laki ng ang bilis mo.
Parang one week or two weeks.
Say, though, like, with my personality, parang I'm more prone to spend when I first get into something. Although parang now, yesterday I bought merch, but then it wasn't for me. Nag-decide ako if I was gonna get the Make-A-Wish postcard set. But then why would I spend that much on like paper I would never use?
Oh my god.
This is a call out.
Ano ka dun sa papel?
This is a call out.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
I just try to be like logical with my purchase. With my personality kasi, when I first get into it, like I'm more willing to spend. That's why I paid for a lot. I week into it. But then I don't think I'm gonna buy anything for myself for a while. Unless I see something that I really like.
Nice. Nasa ilang units si Jaehyun? Nasa ilang units siya sa NCT?
127?
NCT U and 127. Yun
ah, 127. Okay. Pero kasi kung Mark Stan ka, for example, imagine mo kung Mark Stan ka tapos bibili ka ng Super M merch. Ng 127 merch.
I don't think I'll ever like Mark in that way.
hanggang dito lang sila.
Part of the episode kasi, I was thinking kanina, sabi ko, if we're gonna ask Elaine these questions and then she answers that she buys a lot of merch, siguro parang I'll talk to her about, you know, thinking before purchasing. Pero sobrang mature mo. Parang hindi mo na kailangan ng ganun.
Hindi niya kailangan nun. She's good.
Guys, di na ako 17. I feel like when you're younger, you're more prone. Or like when you've just started working.
Ay, that's true.
To like fall into the trap. Well, I did have stupid purchases when I started working. And parang we made... Parang for us kasi after college, I was lucky enough. So, me and my friends, we made pretty good money for our age. So, parang I would spend on, like, trash, mga ganyan. I bought trash.
Like, what trash?
Oh, super accurate no sinabi mo na, ano, more prone ka to spending when you just started working. Because that's what happened to me. Like, kasi ako ha, when I was a student and I was a Shiny fan, I don't have any merch of them. Mm. I've been a stan for a decade now, pero wala akong any Shiny merch. Pero nung nag-work ako, that's when I got into 17. And then that's when I started collecting their stuff. Mm. And then yeah. That's true.
I think it has a lot to do with, ano, you're not used to the purchasing power. So parang now that you actually have it, you're so excited. And you don't think about the consequences.
Oh my gosh, I can relate to this so much.
I can relate din.
Yeah, diba parang naging fan ako ng 17 a year after I started working. Like, a year after graduating from college. So, parang, ayun, ulol ako sa paggastos. Like, binili ko yung lahat ng versions ng teenage. Bumili ako ng season's greetings. Tapos, tuloy-tuloy na. As in, pumunta ako ng Korea twice noong 2019 para mapanood sila.
This is a call out.
Parang, ayun.
Actually, same kay Z. For me, same ako kay Z. Started ako, I've been a Shiny fan since high school. And then, ang malala dito sa akin kasi, sanay na ako mag-ipon ng pera using my allowances. Now, nice. I started stanning 17 no college. So, nung
17 ka?
And then, mga 19 nata ako nun. Pero, nung last year ko of college, doon ako nag-start bumili ng album ng 17 unti-unti. And then, when I got work, doon ako na sa point na bumili ng slogan, ng mga manika, ng mga photo ko.
Manika!
And ngayon, it's non-stop kasi I'm naging seller na din ako while working. So, it's non-stop. Oh. Pero, nasa phase ako ngayon na magmamarikondo na. Pero, ang hirap din kasi.
Pero, at least you sell.
May pambawi. You
like fund your hobby.
Yun lang naman yun. Pero, yun nga. Tama. Yung why am I buying trash? This is a call out.
Naging sobering conversation pero, pero pa rin sa atin.
Hindi ako na-offend. Hindi ako na-offend when Elaine called it trash. Kasi yun talaga yung tawag oh, namin.
Oh. Basura.
Mas mura kasi.
Hindi, kasi, alam mo kasi, inisip ko siya, parang siguro I would be fine with like a few photo cards. Mm, but yeah. Then, you know, when I'm older, like the people have them in binders. I mean, I'm gonna be famous when they're older. What am I gonna do with that?
I have a binder right here.
I have a binder. Right here. I have two binders.
Oh my god!
Hindi pinanood kasi ako kanina sa ano sa YouTube na parang marami siyang binder, guys. Pero parang because uh-huh. she's moving to Korea, she's gonna sell some of them. Parang some people were commenting daw na ayaw mo na ba sa kanila kasi parang you're selling, parang ganyan, uh-huh. you don't like the group anymore. Tapos parang, wow, toxic. Anyway.
Pero, you know, it brings us to that conversation na parang your level of being a fan does not depend on how much you're spending. Then, diba? Kasi ang daming yes, nagsasabi definitely. Na parang if true fan ka, dapat 5-6 versions yung binibili mo, ganyan-ganyan. Pero at least now, that's nagkakaroon toxic. Na ng more conversations about it's not the only measure of your love, diba?
Yeah. And true. Doesn't mean you enjoy it any less if you don't have the means spend. Or you don't think that it's unreasonable. Mm. Diba?
I mean, it's nice to look at, like, if you have shelf, tapos nakadisplay yung collections mo. But if you have to, like, mang utang just to buy yeah. it, well, that's not logical for me. It's stupid.
Mm-hmm. And if it's like hindering your savings or, like, emptying your bank account to really dangerous levels. I've right. been there. Oh my god, never again.
Congrats.
Congrats.
Actually, pero ano naman, parang like, diba nga, with Michi, Ayla, and I, parang ang common denominator natin is we all got into a point na we realized na some merch are not worth it.
Mm-mm.
Just because they slapped Jaehyun's face on a fan. You don't, that doesn't mean you have to buy it, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It parang as you grow older or like as you mature in the fandom, parang ma-realize mo yung mga ganun. Ay, okay. I can parang hindi ko bet tong merch na to. Pamaypay na naman, pass, next na lang. Parang ganun. Kasi when I was younger, parang shit, gusto ko lahat ng Hoshi, lahat ng merch ni Hoshi, parang lahat gusto ko. Pero yun nga, parang ngayon, ano na, parang lilo na tayo. Oh. Pero we're still a fan.
Grabe yeah, talaga. If I, when I think about how much money they can make off of me,
I get diba?
Actually, prior to like liking NCT, I haven't bought an album in like 10 years.
Oh, do you remember diba? Your last purchase?
I think it was a Maroon 5.
Wow!
Wow!
That's kailan ba yung last album ng Maroon 5? Parang, it's been years.
Pero ano, mas dagal pa. Kasi parang 10 years na ako din nabili. Kasi I bought it, I was like, in my last year of high school.
Mm.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow. Naalala ko din, like, before ako mag-K-pop, like, yung mga binibili kong albums, Fallout Boy. Red
kasi
Jumps.
Kasi parang ano, hindi na uso yung CD.
Oo.
Ano man nag-discman, di ba?
Uh-oh.
Parang when I was in college, I had like a Nano, iPod Nano. So parang, anong gagawin ko sa CD?
True.
It wouldn't make sense. Yeah.
So totoo. Tapos parang dati, nung first time ko bumili ng K-pop merch, kasi nga, parang culture siya ng K-pop stans that they don't play their CDs. Eh ako, ginagamit ko siya palagi. As in, pinaptake ko siya sa... Oo nga, I was surprised when I learned. Because ako, piniplay ko talaga sa CD player namin. Tapos, when I, parang one time, I tweeted about that. And then a friend replied, oh my gosh, you play your CDs? Tapos ang reply ko, you don't play your CDs?
What are you supposed to do when you don't
play? Diba? Display.
Ano?
Collectible talaga, no? Ganyan.
Oo, collectible.
Naalala ko rin yung ano, yung sinabi about collectibles. Naalala ko yung isang album ng 70 na may 13 versions yung CD. As in yung CD mismo may mukha nila.
Habit ko, ay alone?
Hindi, ano,
alone
yung
ba to?
Sa Gomapta. Yung sa Thanks,
ah,
yung director yung Scott.
Okay.
Diyos ko. Naloka ako doon.
Naloka.
13 versions ng CD. Anyway.
For me naman, ano, the reason I collect kasi I want to, bukod sa piniplay ko yung CD, I want to pass it on sa mga future generation.
Sa apo
like
mo?
Like if I have kids. Oh,
Nakakatawa kasi... Nakakatawa kasi 'di ba yung mga nanay natin na pinapakita photo album natin. Oh. So, sa generation natin napapakita natin yung mga photo card binders.
Papakita mo sa anak mo, anak, ito yung mapit kinagbabaliwan ko nung edad mo.
Anak, this was ano during the resonance era. Ito yung itsura ni Jay.
Pero ayun, parang we've talked about merch and we've talked about purchasing, but at the same time, parang apart from that, fangirling in itself is also a very sweet escape for us. Parang a few minutes na parang i-enjoy mo lang yung pinapanood mo. Yes, break from everything. Like short break lang. Tapos yun, they're very nice to look at. So, Elaine, I'd like to ask you a particular term. Have you heard of this? It's called emotional support K-pop boys.
I don't know. I haven't heard the term, but I probably have an idea of what.
What
it
do
is.
You think, ba?
Parang alam mo parang when you look up to celebrities, because parang other people say, oh, they inspire me to be better in my daily life. Mm-hmm. When I watch like more videos of their daily lives, the fans feel like they can be close or parang ganun.
Well, tama naman. Pero yun, yung parang emotional support K-pop boys, parang it originated, tama ba, sa Tumblr?
Yeah. It came from Tumblr.
Yeah. Sa Tumblr siya. And it's, ano, June of 17. Parang a June stan made a blog post about, this is my emotional support K-pop boy, and then attached were June's photos.
Mm-mm.
So put it into context, parang emotional K-pop support boy, pag nakikita mo siya, yung presence niya,
you feel so safe.
Parang yun nga.
Parang it helps
parang,
your mental health.
Oo.
Oo, parang gano'n.
Gumagana ang loob mo, you feel so calm.
Right, oo, parang gano'n. So can you say that Jaeyeon is, nandun na ba siya sa level?
Okay, actually, I like looking at his photos. Mm. And sometimes I would send like, I love screenshots of his photos on IG, but at the same time, I don't feel relaxed. When I don't know.
Oh,
I feel more frustrated na, ay, wala namang ganito in real life. And also, like, I have a hard time reconciling. I mean, hindi siya pangit bare-faced, ha? Okay naman siya.
Okay.
And matagal, ilang beses ko na sinabi kay Ayla to, parang I just have a hard time reconciling his bare face with the face that I really like.
Parang sinasabi pa niya sa akin, yun daw yung reminder niya na Jaeyeon is human, na may flaws pala.
Is human.
And it reminds me to not spend more because he looks like this.
Oh my gosh. Ang dami kong natutunan kay Elaine.
Oo nga eh.
Parang ang refreshing. Refreshing to talk to someone who's just new to K-pop because it reminds me of myself back then.
Diba?
Tsaka merong ano, merong hit of reality na din when you're talking to a new fan kasi it's like battling it? Between your old self and your new self. Parang magka-clash ka internally. Parang, oh, tama.
Tsaka, ang weird kasi...
Go.
Kasi yung face ni Elaine ngayon, parang yun na yung tayo ngayon eh.
Oh!
Diba? Hindi niya pinagdaanan yung useless spending.
Oh! She's done!
So refreshing talaga yung kausapin siya about this.
Oh, oh.
And I get new perspective on stuff. Na parang, shit, oo nga, I don't think sikat pa si Hoshi by the time na ayoko na ng photo cards niya. So, naisip ko kanina while she was speaking, should I sell my Hoshi photo cards?
Gusto mo ng sign, tita?
Parang,
oo, parang maganda pa kasi yung market ngayon eh. Kasi si Hoshi is one of the more popular members. So parang mabenta ko pa siya ng medyo mahal.
Gusto mo ng sign? Mainit siya sa marketplace. Ayun yung sign.
Ayun.
Iniisip ko na rin yung kay Wonu, tuloy. Yung, lalo na yung mga super rare. Oo, Diyos ko. Yung mga yon.
Napaisip talaga ako kanina.
Tara, Marie Kondo. I'm encouraging everyone to Marie Kondo.
We'd like to rename this episode from New Beginnings to Marie Kondo. Yun na yung theme.
Yun yung new beginning nyo.
Yun yung new beginning. Yun yung new beginning. Hindi beginning to get into K-pop, eh, beginning to stop. Charot!
Pero alam nyo, like, kahit nag-tone down ako sa spending, ayan, and parang may times din na parang dumistance ako sa K-pop for a while. Parang I will always look to Seventeen as my emotional support K-pop voice. Na even though I'm not updated to everything they're doing right now, na parang I check Stan Twitter a few times a day, tapos, ah, they're here, ganyan-ganyan, tapos I'm gonna watch the video. Parang I still feel connected, I still feel at home, despite, like, not giving as much effort as I did before.
Much time.
Yeah, and much effort and time. Tapos parang ayun, parang looking back, yung time ko dati na super dami kong ginagastos and kung saan ako napupunta para sa K-pop, parang those were still wonderful times of my life. I think na I'm happy I was able to spend my youth with them somehow and with other fandom friends. Pero ayun,
I agree, because I met Seventeen. Met talaga. I mean, I stumbled upon Seventeen during one of my darkest moments in my life. And then, parang yun nga, totoong talagang emotional support K-pop boys ko sila. Kasi yun nga, parang I'm not exaggerating when I said kanina na they light up my life.
Like nobody else.
I mean,
ayan,
parang every time I see them and the noon, parang it's ang tawag doon, parang oasis na parang, oh my gosh, I feel relaxed. Pero yun nga, it starts to get toxic when you, kasi there are many forms of love. Napunta ako doon. Pero yun nga, pero kasi parang napunta din ako doon sa point na sobrang na pressure, pin-pressure ko yung sarili ko to get paano ba? To get na parang kailangan lahat ng gawin nila updated ako, lahat ng So yun nga, once I realized na shit, hindi na siya yung oasis, na hindi na siya yung safe haven na I used to feel when I see them. Parang nagkaroon ako ng point na pag nakikita ko sila na nasistress na ako, hindi na ako masaya. Parang ganun. So I stopped, I turned off their my notifications sa mga post nila, ganyan. Tapos took a step back from Stan Twitter at some point for like 2 months, 3 months, ganun. Tapos when I came back, refreshed na ako na parang may mga realizations na ako. So parang alam ko na yung mga limitations ko when it comes to fangirling. So ayun.
Parang you set yourself a healthy boundary, no?
Yeah.
Parang yun nga, same with Ayla, na parang love ko pa din sila, pero alam ko na yung limitations.
Ikaw ba, Mitchie?
Ako naman, yung ano kasi sa akin with Seventeen, they came when I'm about to figure out my journey in adulthood, if you will. So, oo, kasi patapos na ako ng college nun, diba? So, it's been exactly 5 years. Well, not exactly. Parang magsi-6 years na siya. Sabay kami. Wow!
Wow!
Yun nga, whenever I get to look at Seventeen, I feel home. Kasi, sa Seventeen ako nagtagal ng fandom. In my previous fandoms kasi, I've only been there for, what? 1 year? 2 years? But it hits different with Seventeen. They've done things not only in their content, but also yung pagiging role models nila to the youth and how they impact so much to my youth. So, I don't think na ma-expire yung love ko for Seventeen in the long time. So, I think I can agree na they are my home, if you will. Pero, like, what she has experienced, hindi ako literal na umalis. Pero I set my boundaries recently with Stan Twitter kasi it became too much for me. So, yeah, as a way to cope, I became fixated with different things such as, fashion and looking to other types of music and recently I've been into French music na din. And then when I came back to stand with it, parang, ah, okay. I feel like a new fan again. I feel like I can take everything right. that they've been doing so far. And it's been really good. I feel like an adult already.
Yeah.
Pero yun. So yun, I can say na tama na we all have an emotional support boy group, K-pop person, if you will. Mm-hmm. So hopefully, Elaine, but you have this, ano, si Jaehyun pa rin yung magiging emotional support boy mo.
Ano mo? I really don't consider him as my emotional support kasi tsaka parang okay, so this is my first time to be a fan, diba? Right. Kasi parang, diba, dead ba lang kasi ako before sa celebs, ganyan. I mean, I also like SHINee in high school, but then, hindi ko, parang I never took the time to, I couldn't even enumerate kung sino sila. Parang ganun, I couldn't identify. Kilala ko lang yung isa kasi siya yung pogi. Parang ganyan.
Minho? Minho
ba? Oo. Kasi parang ano, for me kasi, and I've been telling Isla this, it's the first time I realized that celebrities live in a different world from us. So parang, even if I keep watching like the videos of their lives, parang I would really feel like, oh, I'm really in a different world. Tapos parang I would also, it's not being skeptical, but then I just know that what they show me, like in the videos, it's not 100% real.
Of course. Of course.
It's an image eh. Kasi of course, it's a dream that they sell to you. So parang, that's why maybe I don't think I will ever feel at home.
Attached.
Yeah. Kasi parang, I know it's not real. I mean, I know it's not real, but I buy the dream anyway. But then, I don't think I'll ever commit to that. Yeah. Parang, to that level. Parang ganyan.
And I understand. Because, yun nga, parang, I had this conversation with a friend din na parang, we know that the K-pop industry is very toxic. It's abusive, it extorts. Parang ina-abuse niya yung mga trainees and like the K-pop idols themselves. And yun nga, sobrang basura ng industry. Tapos parang my friend and I, we both got into that realization na why are we supporting this industry na parang nage-exploit ng mga bata and they don't pay what they're due. Parang ganun. Pero parang at the end of the day, it's the dream that they sell, and siguro as someone who is a dreamer as well, you want to support them, parang ganun.
Yeah.
Ayun. Yeah. Pero I understand your standpoint.
It's very self-aware.
Because very realistic yung take. Yeah,
I like
self-aware.
It. I like how self-aware she is. I really love it. Sana all. Right.
Di na kasi ako bata, guys.
Yeah, I mean, oo naman.
So, so what do you feel after listening to our stories, you know, as fangirls who have had like years of experience and have had splurging episodes in the past? So ano yung nararamdaman mo after listening to our stories as a new fangirl?
Well, I'm not surprised because I do have friends who are K-pop stan.
Yeah, right.
Tapos parang dati naiisip ko lang talaga, masaya siguro maging K-pop stan, pero magastos. So,
that's true.
Mga ganyan. So it's nothing new to me. But then, you know, I do enjoy listening to what other people go through, because it's fun to hear.
And kayo, Z and Mitchie, what are your realizations after listening to Elaine's stories as a new stan? And, you know, as a self-aware new stan?
Mitchie, do you want to go first?
As having a conversation with a new stan, parang it changes a lot of things for me. Like what I've said niya, parang it's an internal battle between, am I doing this right? Or, she's right, but I'm doing it right now. So it's a self call out, which is great in itself. I've also come to realize na din na we all have different pacings with loving things, and it's really beautiful na every na organic and natural yung love natin to a certain idol or a certain thing. And lastly, na-realize ko na it takes time for you to mature up on your decisions na din and how you can be, you know, how or understanding your limitations na din. It takes a lot of time and minsan masakit, pero sobrang worth it kasi it's a process of knowing yourself na din. Diba?
Mm-mm.
Ikaw, Z?
Mm-mm. Ako naman, listening to Elaine's story, parang I realized na, parang kasing I felt na, siguro yung mga nakikinig nito, hindi sila masyadong makaka-relate. Because I feel like most of our listeners are youngsters. Like, they may be not mature enough to understand yung POV natin, mm-mm, especially Elaine's. Mm. Kasi nga, most K-pop stans nowadays, they start young. Like, 11, yeah. 12, 13. I actually know someone who's as young as 8, and she's already into K-pop. And I do get na maybe they won't understand where we're coming from. And that's okay. Kasi we all have different levels of maturity naman.
Mm-hmm.
And we are all in our different phases in life, mm-hmm, when we got into K-pop. It just so happens that Elaine is already, you know, mature when she jumped into the K-pop rabbit hole. And yun nga, parang we can compare our experiences.
True.
Or like the way we approach things. Mm. If si Elaine, she can think wisely when it comes to merch. Pero ikaw, na nakikinig ngayon, na you feel na you need to collect any and every merch na nilalabas ng bias mo, then I guess that's fine then. Kasi eventually, we will all commit to a point na yun nga, ma-realize mo na hindi pala lahat kailangan mong bilhin. Parang yun nga, yung point ko lang is, it's okay wherever or whatever phase you are in right now when it comes to fangirling. Kasi yun nga, may pagdadaanan mo din lahat yan.
Mm-mm,
so, yeah. It's really nice to hear someone na in-approach yung K-pop in a more mature way, kasi most of us started young.
Mm-mm.
So yeah, it's very nice to hear someone else's perspective.
Yeah, that's true. And
ikaw, tita.
Sa akin naman, Ayala, parang if this was something that I would tell to my 14-year-old self who was just a new fangirl, she would be surprised, probably. Parang, what? Why are they talking about that? Etc., etc. And like what Z said earlier about love as something that is expressed in different forms as we mature, it's true. And it applies to fangirling. Na may mga times na siguro yung excitement of having financial independence, yung excitement sa ability mo na makapunta sa ibang bansa because you already have a passport, etc. Parang, it keeps you alive. But at the same time, it's okay to do those things as long as you don't hurt other people, as long as you're still taking care of yourself, as long as you don't neglect the important things in your life. Kasi this was a realization I had why I took a step back from K-pop. Because when my aunt died noong 2019, parang after that, I had a realization that I'm spending too much time, money, effort on K-pop. Na parang, kasi dati nagta-translate din ako, na parang yung super committed ko to translating, na parang I was beginning to view it as a job, na hindi naman ako bayad.
Yeah.
And like, parang it grew so toxic, it's taking my time, parang most of the time, pag nakatambay ako sa dorm, I'm just on stand Twitter, I'm not doing anything else. But yun, after that event, I realized na I have to pay more attention to myself, to other aspects of my life, my family, my friends, the romance aspect of my life. And yun, I started paying attention to that more, and I've started to, you know, embrace that part of adulthood na I think I was once afraid of confronting before. You know, the bills, the responsibilities, the fact that we're growing older and we're going 30. Yeah?
Na parang,
I mean, going. Midway there. Sorry. Pero ayun, parang, I'm happy na I had those experiences in the past. Na those trips I had with friends, those impulsive buys I had. I'm happy I was able to have my fun. But, you know, at this point of my life, parang masaya na ako sa na-experience ko as a fangirl. I'm still a fangirl. Mm. I still enjoy Seventeen's music. I still enjoy watching them and their variety shows. But yon, parang iba na rin yung priorities ko in life. So, ayun, mm-mm, such a very sobering, interesting conversation with all of you guys.
Oh.
And,
I'd like to...
Mm-hmm. Yes, Michi.
I'd like to sing, I'd like to sing it down. Fangirling kasi for us four, if it's not obvious enough, it makes us young. It's yeah, like an escape to our current, or to our current reality. So, if it doesn't make sense to you, please understand lang na, it's our own way of escape. Ganun. Mm.
Parang, I just also want to ask you guys, what do you look forward to as fangirls? I'll go first. Maybe I look forward to the time na we can attend concerts again. In person. Again. Like, I miss that spirit of community and, you know, friendship that we experience during concerts. And si Elaine, di pa siya nakapag K-pop concert eh. So I think maybe one day she can see Jaehyun in the flesh. Yeah. Kayo ba?
Kayo ba? VIP, not for my VIP standing seat. Yeah, hindi pala seat. Space, whatever,
it's a place. Period!
Manifesting! Manifesting para kay Elaine.
Yes!
Mm-mm.
Kaya ba?
Ikaw.
Ako, I would say the same. Mm. Kasi, ayun nga, parang every time na namimiss ko sila, I always go to my gallery and watch my previous fan comms or videos of concerts. Mm. So yun, parang yun talaga yung nilook forward ko.
Hmm.
Sana umukay na talaga lang ba? aside from seeing their amazing performances, what I like the most about concerts is, you know, having that time or having fun with your friends.
Hmm.
Kasi aside from happiness na dinala at gastos na dinala ng K-pop sa buhay ko, it also brought me great friends.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
True. Strangers I met online that eventually became really important people in my life.
Mm.
Na I wouldn't have thought, you know. So yun, I really look forward to concerts. Mm-mm. Kayo ba, Mama Michi?
Ano? Ako, bukod sa concerts, I miss the fan events like club events or yung mga simple meetups lang.
For
kahit may reason or wala, you like a simple meetups. I miss Mm-mm. that level of intimacy, kasi like what she said, your internet friends are surprisingly will become the most important people in your life, and actually each three of us can attest to it. I miss the little community we have in the fandom in the K-pop space right. Here in the Philippines, I miss the little sense of community na parang Hindi mo kilala, pero you still help each other in any way.
Yeah. Yung giveaways.
Ayun. Yung giveaways. Or
asan
yung,
ka? Ano, nasa Alpha Mart ako.
Tsaka yung, maybe this is just me, pero mm-hmm. pag may sobra akong food na binabaon, binibigay ko sa iba.
Ay, oo.
I remember one time, one concert, mm-hmm. nagbaon ako ng madaming hotdog, yeah. tapos busog na ako, so sabi ko, kain kayo. I miss that. It's the ate in me.
Cute.
Miss mo na hotdog?
Oo. Ito ang may tinidor.
Miss mo na hotdog din?
The little thing.
Ang cute. Ikaw ba, Elaine? What are you looking forward to experience or, you know, try as a fangirl?
Well, I will definitely go to a concert. I'm looking forward to it. Actually, kasi, di ba, I was supposed to take the bar last year. Yes. So, dapat kami ng friends ko after board trip kami this year, we were supposed to go to Japan.
Oh.
Tapos yung kasama ko yung dalawang K-pop stan. So parang now, yung plan namin is after this pandemic, but I don't know when that will be.
Yeah.
But I mean, whenever that will be. Mm. And I hope that may leaves na ako nandun sa firm by that time na mag-travel kami. We've decided to do a Japan and Korea trip. And then yes! watch concerts.
Wow!
Go,
wow.
Ang saya.
So I'm looking I'm so forward excited. To it. But I mean, guys, I mean, again, to like the younger listeners who don't understand what I just said, I mean, I'm not saying it's wrong that you like what you mm-hmm. like. If it makes you happy, then it's good. For as long as you don't compromise some things about yourself, yeah, like your finances, to the point that it's not good for you. But I think if I was a new, younger fangirl, I would be the same. But then, kasi nga, I'm older, so I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we all understood naman that point. Thank you for reiterating, Elaine. Kasi importante talaga siya. So have you had fun, Elaine? Was it fun talking to us?
It was fun kasi parang my group of friends. Hindi marami yung K-pops. I mean, like now, nung nag-pandemic, super dumami bigla yung mga friends ko from law school na BTS fan.
Diba?
Super dami na nila bigla. Pero parang nung hindi pa pandemic, parang hindi naman ganun. Pero anyway, so parang it's nice to have other people to talk to as well. Because parang, you know, people are mostly BTS fans. And sometimes armies are, I'm not gonna say it. Anyway. So,
Miss Elaine!
NCT. And it's so mainstream. But then, you know, when you talk to them, it's usually just about BTS and nothing else. And I mean about K-pop. So, parang, it's nice to find other people to talk to about it.
The opinions of our guests does not reflect that of the show.
Does not reflect the K-pop show.
Yeah, views are each own, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm saying.
Okay.
Try lang naman.
But yeah, thank you, Elaine, for gracing the show. It was really fun for me, for every one of us here. In the K-pop show to have you. It's a really refreshing take on
really
being a fan girl.
Super na-appreciate.
So, magbenta na ba kayo na photo cards?
You would have to find, I don't wanna say it because I have thoughts talaga of selling my Hoshi photo cards, but let's see.
Na. As of recording, I have an account na. Hanapin niya na lang. Actually, may Shopee account na nga ako eh.
Ako din eh. I'm really leaning towards it na. Pero ayun. Anyway, thank you so much, Elaine, for your time and good luck sa bar if ever it pushes through in November.
Thank you, attorney. Thank you, ati.
Ati.
That's what I call my female lawyer friends, Ati.
Ati.
Ang witty mo doon. So, ayun. I hope all of us were able to enjoy this episode. I hope all the listeners were able to enjoy this episode as well. So, ayun, if you want to listen to our other episodes, our podcast is available on Anchor FM, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Pocket Casts, and all other streaming platforms.
That's right. And if you want to have more talks with us, cheek paki-chika kayo sa akin or whatnot, you can do so. Just follow us on our social media. That is at Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at The Kimbop Show.
Or if you want to share your thoughts on this episode or just give a quick shout out to us, you can do so by dropping by our Curious Cat at The Kimbop Show or join our Telegram channel, t.me/TheKimbopShow.
Okay, so thank you everyone. This has been Elaine.
This has been Z.
This has been Ayla.
And this has been Michi. And we'll see you guys next time.
Tomannayo!
Tomannayo!